News now from the war on spam. 24-year-old Jason Smathers was arrested on federal conspiracy charges yesterday, and the charges involved the alleged theft of a hot 21st century commodity, AOL screen names, 92 million of them. Smathers works for AOL, and he's charged with selling the names to a Nevada man, Sean Dunaway, who was also charged. He is alleged to have used the list to promote internet gambling. Saul Hansel writes about technology for the New York Times. Saul Hansel, 92 million screen names sounds like a lot. Is this an especially big bust?
It is. It's certainly the largest single bust of someone for stealing a mailing list. Now, there are any number of spammers who have lists in the hundreds of millions. What's interesting about this is it is every single email address that America Online had when it was stolen at the middle of last year.
What's the street value of 92 million AOL screen names?
Amazingly small. 50 cents per thousand names, or he sold it for about $52,000 in the first instance and got some more money for it later.
What sorts of penalties might Mr. Smathers, Mr. Dunaway face if they were actually convicted of these charges?
They faced a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison or a fine of $250,000 or twice their gross gain or loss from the scheme.
And what is it that Mr. Dunaway is alleged to be able to do with possession of these stolen AOL screen names?
It appears he has two different businesses. He has some sort of internet gambling business that wasn't detailed in the prosecutor's complaint yesterday that he is using these lists to promote directly. He also sold it to other people with things to promote, for example, organ enlargement pills.
I guess I'm trying to figure out how worried one should be since we are so bombarded with spam already. Does the sale of one's AOL screen name to somebody else actually mean you'll receive yet more spam?
Well, this happened a year ago, and spam has certainly been on the increase. Almost everybody with an AOL account gets lots of spam. AOL gets 2 billion spams a day that they find ways to discard, and still a lot of more makes it into people's accounts. So this is just yet one more way that your account is being compromised. And if for the handful of people whose email addresses hadn't been out any other way, now they're out.
Now they're out. Now, is this any more of a potential threat to the subscriber than, say, getting more catalogs in the mail? Is there any element of identity theft risk here in this sort of a theft?
Well, email may be even more intrusive, so the personal feelings that people get from getting spam may be even stronger than with catalogs. Identity theft, I'm not sure they got the most important information. They know your zip code was released and perhaps your street address and whether you use an American Express or a Visa card, but AOL claims that the actual card number, which is the most important fact, was not released here, and that's in an even more secure database.
So many of the spam stories we hear about are essentially technical. You know, how can you put a filter on the internet service provider to stop unwanted email? This is a different kind of spam story we're reading here.
It is, and we're going to hear more of them. This year, more than before, we're starting to see the ISPs and the government use detective work, subpoenas and depositions and forensic computer technology to track the spam down, to track the spammers down. And so we're starting to see a lot more precise understanding of who these are. The FBI testified in Congress a couple of weeks ago saying they are working on something called Operation Slam Spam, which is going to be a coordinated sweep of perhaps a dozen or more cases that they're going to bring towards the end of this year against spammers, and they're working on it now.
Saul Hansel, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Technology writer Saul Hansel of the New York Times.